White Coolies. The story of those Australian Army nursing sisters who were in Malaya with the 8th Division AIF in 1941 and early 1942, and were later taken prisoner by the Japanese. The introduction to the story is by Colonel A.M. Sage, CBE, RRC, formerly Matron-in-Chief of the Royal Australian Army Corps. Matron Sage said,
"This is the truth about women who fought in the last war. Yes, I mean fought, for they did fight. Just as surely as the sailor with his submarines and guns, the soldier with his rifle and tank, and the airman with his bombs and machine guns. But to these women, it was a different kind of war. They fought against anything that threatened to destroy life. What they suffered physically was almost inhuman. But only women can fully appreciate their terrible mental anguish and the constant dreadful fear of what the Nipponese could and might do to them. This is not fiction, but truth. A truth that should be heard and remembered, not only for the fine example of courage and bravery of which it tells, but also for the grand humor, resourcefulness, and ability to keep morale at the highest possible level. The longer the war progressed, the greater grew my admiration for them. I will never cease to love them all."
White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Woodbridge.
Missing.
Sister Garden.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. Sitting in the doorway of this small three-roomed cottage which houses 32 of us. It is October 1942. From this doorway we can look out beyond the compound to a steaming jungle in Sumatra. And sometimes, too, we look back along the long trail that started so undramatically from Melbourne one midsummer day last year and led us to this. So, too, I write in retrospect, keeping a watchful eye out for the Japanese guards who wander in and out of our house all day with fixed bayonets. Writing with a precious stub of pencil in an exercise book I managed to scrounge from the guardhouse. When we sailed from Melbourne to join the rest of our contingent at the 2nd 10th Australian General Hospital in Malacca, there was no war in the Pacific. There were 12 of us waiting to leave Australia. And one morning...
"Yes, but Jeff, we've had our final leave. We must go soon."
"Well, perhaps we'll be here for the duration. We'll be known as the defenders of Lady Duggan home." "Pass the sugar, will you?"
"Here you are. It used to be the girls that kissed the boys goodbye. I feel a bit of a goon staying here while you go off to war."
"Well, what does he do?"
"I wonder why we have breakfast so early when we aren't going anywhere."
"To be prepared." "He's in munitions. He couldn't get in the army because of his archers. They drop."
"Anyway, the army always marches on its stomach. They must look damn silly doing it. Imagine a whole army of soldiers flat on their faces."
"Your attention, please."
"Something's up. That's Matron Burton."
"I have just received your orders. You are to leave here in 1 hour. The transport will be ready to take you to Victoria Barracks. And from there, you will be taken to Port Melbourne to embark on the Solandia. Your movements are completely secret. So finish your breakfasts and be ready to leave in 1 hour's time. That is 9 a.m. Goodbye and good luck."
"This is it.
We wanted action. We certainly got it. 1 hour.
I'll never be ready."
"For goodness sake, why not? We've been packed up ready for ages."
"Oh.
I wonder if we can use the phones. I'd like to ring the family."
"You can't tell them anything. It's all hush-hush."
"I know, but I'd just like to ring them.
You kids go on. I'll see you upstairs."
"Hello? Hello, Mother, it's Jeff. You must have been right by the phone. You were what? Well, don't stand there with a great vase of flowers. Put them down. Oh, I know. Yes, the little blue vase. I wanted you to know that I won't be seeing you today. No. And give the family my love. Goodbye, darling.
There she is. There's a Solandia.
How do you know? It's got no name on it. The Solandia may be the little one at the end.
Oh, don't be silly. That's the tug.
Of course it's it. There goes our gear on board, so it better be it.
Will you look how steep the gangplank is? We'll never make it.
Oh, come on. The others are moving off.
Let's stay up on deck until we sail.
When we found out where we are, if we don't watch Jenny, she'll nab all the best posses.
Oh, walking up this is like being a fly on a wall.
Here we go, kids. Feels funny not to have anyone to see us off.
Look at that one lonely sailor at the end of the wharf coiling a rope.
Let's give him a send-off.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, sailor.
Come on, kids. Three cheers for the Navy.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hooray!
Down there.
Where?
There, see?
Oh, it's a banana skin.
Oh, that's romantic. When we join the others in Malacca, they'll say, how was Melbourne when you left? And I'll say, fine. I shall never forget as we pulled away from the wharf the sight of a banana skin slowly revolving in our watch.
Come on, let's sing.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas.
When we reached our hospital in Malacca, we were given a wonderful welcome by our sisters and Matron Paskey, and it was good to settle down to routine again. At first, we were a bit lost on our time off duty. There was a swimming pool, but nothing else to do and nowhere to go until Matron took a hand. She was wonderful, and she soon had things organized.
Now, listen, kids, I think we should key up a tennis team. In fact, two. Then we could play competitive tennis.
What'll we compete for, Matron?
One of the big China cups, of course.
When it was too wet to play tennis, Matron insisted we learn a smattering of Malay. Well, some of us were pretty hopeless, but we tried.
Now, Del, I'm a Malay, and you've asked me, is the water all right to drink? Now, if it is, what would he say?
Well, let's see. Bagus O.
What?
Bagus O. Bagus good. O. O. Good O.
Well, he might. And if it was no good?
No. Ruddy Bagus O.
There you're hopeless.
Some little way from the hospital, there was a house called Palm Beach where a few AIF fellows were stationed. Sometimes, on our nights off, we'd visit them. Listen to their wireless yarn.
I say, Jeff. Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were busy.
It's all right. I won't be a minute. What's the date?
The 8th.
8th of December, 1941. Ah, that's that. I was just finishing off these reports.
Are you off duty tonight?
Yes, why?
The boys at Palm Beach asked if we'd like to go over. Bill and Woody are off, and I thought the four of us might go later.
Oh, I'd love to. Look, I'll just turn these reports in. I won't be long.
Well, there's no hurry. The others aren't ready yet.
I remember how still it was as we walked through the jungle, led by the little bobbing light of our torch. The night was like velvet. Soft, warm.
Oh, what a night! And look at the stars! They're so clear and close.
You feel you could reach up and pick them.
Stop stargazing and shine the torch on the track.
Ah, that's the trouble with you girls. No finer feelings. Here we are. Oh, here we are.
Hello. May we come in?
Who's that? Oh, hello, sisters. Come on in. Hey, fellas, we got visitors.
Well, I should remain. Don't keep him lodging in the doorway.
Hello, boy.
I'll give him a chance. We only just set foot in the place.
Oh, wonderful how pretty he wakes up when the girls arrive. He was half asleep on his beer a minute ago.
Did you say beer?
Oh, figure of speech.
Give me a hand to run up the carpet. We're going to dance.
Oh, let them catch their breath.
They can do that while we prepare the dance floor.
But I thought you broke the one and only record.
We did, but Tony fixed it with a sticking plaster on one side.
Does it still work?
Oh, well, yes. You know, it was a foxtrot. Well, now it's a sort of conga. We're going to get some new records in Singapore tomorrow.
Oh, you can't discard Old Faithful.
I think you hang it on the wall.
We'll do that right now.
With an inscription for long service.
Hey, listen.
Sounds like a plane.
No, it's a bike. Probably a dispatch rider. What the dickens? Excuse me a moment, sister. I'd better see you.
Yes.
Where's Reg off to, sister? I thought I heard a bug.
So did he. He's gone off to see what it's all about.
Come and see, Jeff. We've hung Old Faithful on the wall. Dell's writing the instructions.
We should have a flag to drape over it.
Hold it, chaps. What's that? Plenty. We're at war with the Japanese.
We all stood stock still as if time had paused to record this moment. Then the boys, who a moment ago were laughing about a broken record, became grim young men, quick to command, quick to obey. And when Reg said,
"Action stations, the party's over, chaps,"
he didn't mean the party we'd just been having. We four stumbled out in the dark and made our slow way back to the hospital without daring to use our torch. The stars had lost their friendly closeness. They stayed high and glittering, not shedding any light. We finally reached the hospital, went quietly to our quarters, and all sat on the edge of my bed, talking.
It's come so suddenly. No warning at all. I wonder if the others know.
I shouldn't think so. I can't imagine them saying, "Oh, yes," and rolling over and going to sleep again.
Should we tell them?
Oh, what's the use? They'll know soon enough if it's true.
We'd better get to bed.
Oh, I couldn't sleep.
We can at least rest. If the balloon has gone up, we'll be right in the thick of it, and we'll need all the rest we can get.
I suppose you're right.
Oh, good night.
Night.
Good night.
I lay there in the dark, trying to get my thoughts sorted out. We'd been hand-picked and trained for this job, trained to be army nurses. Yet I had no real idea what war would be like. I thought of some of the accident cases I'd nursed. Did it matter how a man was injured? The effect was the same. Our job was the effect, not the cause. I wondered how we'd stand up to it, a sort of perpetual state of emergency. I wondered about my family. I was getting drowsy.
Jeff, you asleep?
Nearly.
I was just thinking, we should be all right here. They'll never get into Singapore.
No? What about all those warships that have been sailing down the coast? I don't think the Nips were on a pleasure cruise, do you?
But we could have stopped them if there'd been a danger.
Oh, of course we could. Except the British are such ruddy little gentlemen. Couldn't possibly fire first unless it was officially declared that we would 2 weeks beforehand.
But they couldn't get near enough to do any real harm. The Japs, I mean.
I hope not. Hello, someone in a hurry.
Oh, what's the time?
5:30.
Oh. Wake up, everyone! Wake up!
Now
what?
What's going on?
What's the matter?
Listen, you've got to wake up. Now step on it. Nathan wants us all in the mess right away. It's terrible. Singapore has been bombed.
The impossible had happened. Singapore had been bombed. As we scrambled into our uniforms, we could hear a faint noise like thunder in a distant summer storm.
Quickly, girls, for heaven's sake, hurry up.
Can you tell
everyone me? Here?
Yes, matron.
Yes, matron.
Get him, yeah. Good, good. Now listen, girls. From what I can gather, we are right in the middle of things.
I don't know how long it will last, but I want you all to be ready for a state of immediate emergency. We can expect the first casualties at any time from now. That's all, kids. Carry on. Well, here we go. Good hunting.
Women and children refuse to evacuate. They want to stay with their menfolk. We'll evacuate the hospital. Kid, just hang on to this. I'll see if I can fix it.
Matron wants everyone for a couple of minutes. You're to stop whatever you're doing and come at once.
You will go in three groups, taking as many patients as possible with you. The first two groups will go to the hospital in Johor, the ambulances traveling in convoy.
Jeff, where are you? Jeff!
I'm here.
Oh, you'll have to come at once. You're to go in the second evacuation group.
Woody, tell Matron I'm doing a dressing. Ask, can I go with the next lot?
Right.
If you don't go, sister, chances are you'll get caught here.
Look, Digger, it took me a long time to get the water hot to bathe that hand of yours and a lot of trouble to get the dressing, so I don't intend to waste all that effort. If it isn't properly dressed, you might lose your thumb.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here, Matron.
I let one of the others go in your place. Finish your dressing, then be ready to leave. Don't be long, sister. We haven't much time.
Thank you, Matron. I'll be right along.
We seem to have lost the other cars. I don't think they took that last turning.
I wonder where we'll end up. Ouch! Oh, this doesn't shake my liver loose from its moorings. It should be awfully good for it. Whoops, we're stopping.
Oh, well, wherever we're going, we're here.
Oh, well, all out. Oh, how nice and still the ground is.
You all right, sisters?
We think so. Where do we go now?
Just along here to a planter's cottage.
Ooh, how very colonial. The planter's cottage was a sort of base for a few of an AIF battalion. We stayed there for 2 days. On the morning of the third day, one of the boys came to us with a message.
Sister Jeffrey, there's a message just come through for you from Matron Paskey asking for you and Sister Middlehouse to go at once to Singapore. There'll be a staff car ready to take you straight away.
We'll be ready in 10 minutes.
I'll tell your driver to stand by.
Jeff, what are we going to Singapore for?
Matron's starting a hospital in a Chinese school. She sent for us to help.
Are the others there?
I don't know.
You all right back there?
Yes.
Well, hang on tight. This next bit of road's rough.
What would you call this bit?
This goes on for long, I fear, for the future generations of Jeffreys.
Oh, Jeff! You kids! Oh, don't make me laugh.
Now, oh, blast it.
Well, what's the matter? Don't tell me we're out of petrol because we can't walk home.
No, we have to join the main road here. There's no other way. I thought we might miss the convoy, but there it is going past now. We'd be on the tail end of it. And it won't be the road that'll bounce us about. Keep your eyes peeled for planes.
Oh, how long do we stay with the convoy?
All the way now. Oh, wouldn't this snail space give you a touch of them?
Oh, I wish I had eyes in the back of my neck or a swivel neck.
Why?
Bit of a plane spotting. Oh, listen.
That's one. Headed straight for us, by the sound of it.
I can't see it.
It's coming up behind us, right down the road.
He'll only just clear us.
Stop! He's trapped in the convoy! Take to the jungle!
Had me worried. What are you doing?
Making every post a winning post.
Now, where's this war?
Hi there, sisters. Were you two hurt?
Not a scratch. What about you?
No, I'm okay, but have a look at this.
All those holes torn down the middle of the car.
That's right, sister. Machine gun bullets did that. That'd have let the daylight through us if we hadn't jumped. Oh, well, that's it. Hop in, we get going.
You mean it'll still go after being nearly cut in half?
Well, it'll take more than a lot of lousy Jap bullets to stop Leap and Lena. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. We hear he is the visible wizard, if ever if there was. If
ever... We finally reached Singapore and the Chinese school building.
It was a very old wooden place that shook the dust of years out of its walls in a blinding cloud every time a shell landed. It was in a sort of perpetual blackout of its own. Mitz and I stood in the hall, peering through the gloom. Vague shapes moved towards us.
Oh, this is awful. I can't see a thing.
Who is that? Oh, drat this dust.
This is Jeffrey and Mittelhauser reporting for duty, matron.
Oh, you got through. Good kids.
Where will we start?
The others are clearing desks out of the classrooms. You can give them a hand with that. Then we'll tee up the beds and what equipment we've got. It isn't much.
We set to, moving desks and benches, putting up beds, organizing our equipment as best we could. Then came days and nights of receiving wounded and still more wounded. And all the time, the raids went on and on. Then there would be sudden silences. And they were worse than the noise. That awful feeling of suspense, waiting for it to start. Wondering if this time... We found the Japs had a routine. They started their raids at 10 a.m. precisely every morning, right on the stroke of 10.
What time is it, Dot?
10 to 10.
Oh, Lord, I've got two washers and two beds to make before 10.
The Nips started their tricks 5 minutes early. Think of the chaos.
Come on, Bluey, out of the bed.
Hey, what for?
That's your private air raid shelter. You got a tin hat?
No, it got blown off in the rush.
This is awful. All the shrapnel and bits of shell that whiz around us and no tin hats.
I've got that all teed up, sister.
Did we get a tin hat issue, matron?
Well, no, sister, but we have an excellent supply of metal bedpans.
Well, now I've heard everything.
Two of you come and help carry them in. It's nearly 10.
So, there were the boys lying in rows under the beds arrayed in BPs to protect them. We found that during the worst of the raids, the boys liked us to be with them. So we'd sit on the floor between two beds while the dust fell and the old building shook and shivered. We couldn't talk much because of the noise, but I think it gave everyone a feeling of companionship. One morning, things were noisier than usual, and the hospital was hit a couple of times.
Hold on to your hats, boys.
Oh, that was too close.
Just outside the ward door by the feel of it.
Sister.
Yes?
That was near, wasn't it?
Oh, not near enough to get us down.
Little yellow mongrels. Why don't we stop them? They'll kill us all off like flies.
How can I do my crossword puzzle with all this din? Does anyone know a six-letter word meaning metal?
What does she say?
Matron wants a word for her puzzle. What was the word, matron? We didn't hear it. Method.
You mean she's just sitting there doing a puzzle while all bedlam breaks loose?
Yes.
Well, what am I getting excited about?
Any letters in it yet, matron?
No.
What about manner? Would that fit?
Yes. Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Well, I used to do these things with my sister at home. There was always a din going on there, too. What else, matron?
Now, let's see. A seven-letter word beginning with W meaning...
Did you ever see such a blooming mess?
Gee, if the rains don't stop soon, we'll need water wings to get into the wards.
The dirt floors that are the trouble. They're just turning into mud. The place is leaking like a sieve.
Jeff, matron said we'll have to take those two beds out of the sterilizing room. They're sinking through the floor.
All right, Dot. Come on, then. We'll move them now.
Do you want a hand?
No, we'll be all right. They're only cots and they're not heavy.
While I'm here, I just put these things in the sterilizer.
Look, this wretched floor's like glue.
Oh.
Look how the beds have sunk into it.
Here, wait a shake. I'll help you.
Well, I'll get the mattress off first. We'll have to dig the bed out.
That was a direct hit somewhere. The back, I think.
Anyone in the sterilizing room, Mitz? I'll see.
Anyone in here?
Jeff and Dot Freeman went to move beds.
Jeff, you all right?
Where's Dot?
Here, face down in the mud. Oh. I can't get her out.
You get a leg, Dale. Lift.
Easy.
Oh.
Careful.
I can't get a grip.
There. That's it. Put it down here. It's a bit drier.
Let's see. Anything broken? Arms. Okay. Legs. She's just stunned, I think.
Oh, look at her lovely white uniform.
Oh. Here, take it easy.
Is my face
thing.
Still there?
Yeah, but it's awful muddy.
Are you all right, Jeff?
Yes.
What tore your cattail?
Well, I don't know. I was standing over there. I just turned my head to speak to Doc when the shell landed.
Look at this.
What is it?
A shell splinter. Must have whistled by your head and landed in the sterilizer.
Well, really, I've got more to do with my time than wash bits of Jap paraphernalia.
Come on, we'll help Doc get cleaned up. You two must have charmed lives.
We battled on, but things were working up to a climax. Six of our sisters left at an hour's notice on a hospital ship, taking many patients with them, but not nearly enough.
By February 10th, things were pretty grim. We were at breakfast that fateful morning when Matron spoke to us.
Just a minute, kids. Just a minute. Now listen, girls. A message has just come through that is pretty grim. The hospital is surrounded by Japanese.
Listen again next week for a further true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies was specially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend from the published diary by Betty Jeffrey. Produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.